Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge. I'm Mikey G, and it's Wednesday, September 6th. Tesla has increased the price of its yoke steering wheel now to $1,000, which is a big change from the feature being standard not long ago. When Tesla first launched the refresh edition of the Model S and X, it featured the controversial yoke butterfly steering wheel. Some were worried about the actual shape of the wheel being problematic, while others were concerned about the lack of drive stocks to choose drive mode. Now, the removal of the stocks appears to be trending away, as not only Tesla showed off a Model 3 refresh without one, but BMW also showed a concept car lacking stocks. Now, regarding the shape of the wheel, Tesla started delivery of the new Model S Plaid, and we are actually surprised to see that the wheel had a normal steering ratio, and it's proving to be impractical at low speeds. The wheel was standard, but Tesla began offering it as an option for the higher-end vehicles. In April, Tesla went a step further and made the round steering wheel standard for the S and X, and soon after began charging $250 for the yoke option. And now, it's at $1,000. A reason for the price increase has not been disclosed, but it could be related to Tesla slashing the price of the Model S and X quite recently. Tesla has launched a new accessory in partnership with McDonald's. Yeah, you heard that right. In the Chinese market, Tesla is more active on social media and engaging with the market with accessories that are not found elsewhere. The Cyber Vault and the in-car karaoke machine from Tesla being prevalent. But now there is a new one that is so silly that even Elon Musk thought it was fake. Tesla China announced that they are selling Cybertruck-inspired spoons for the McDonald's McFlurry. Now, when news started coming out, Musk said it was fake. As far as we can tell, it's actually quite real, as it's coming from Tesla's official Weibo account, and it doesn't seem to be a prank, as some Chinese Tesla owners have claimed that they bought one. Nearly a year after informing reservation holders that it would be halting production of the electric tonneau cover, Rivian's R1T truck configurator now shows the imminent return. After the configuration of your own R1T pickup on the site, there is a link to the Rivian shop where you can choose, once again, to select the R1T, and depending on where you live, the powered tonneau cover may or may not be on the pop-up as an available option. Rivian shows that those R1T reservation holders who qualify in those areas will be able to add the powered tonneau cover in early of 2024. Now, given that Rivian is finally scaling R1T production in Normal, Illinois, and delivery times are actually down to a matter of weeks, depending on the configuration, this powered tonneau cover will definitely be a post-delivery add-on at this point. Electrek takes a drive in the updated Polestar 2. Electrek's own Scooter Dahl writes in summary, quote, "Overall, I'm a much bigger fan of the dual-motor Polestar 2 because it's simply more fun to drive. That being said, logic tells me that the single motor is the smart play because of its lower price and it's still fun to drive. That range, too. I think that will go a long way with buyers and has the making to further expand Polestar's brand recognition to the masses. Price remains a hurdle for this automaker, in my opinion. I'd describe it as a premium brand, but not a luxury brand. The performance you get is absolutely competitive, but not industry-leading in any category. What Polestar is selling, however, are beautifully designed battery electric vehicles that are built with sustainability in mind. Creating beautiful interiors that are still sustainable is tough, but this automaker has it down to an art form." With the rollout of the Polestar 4 in China, Polestar is launching a smartphone. Yep, Polestar's new smartphone emerges from the EV Makers Alliance with Chinese tech company Xiji Meizu Group. And wouldn't you know it, Polestar formed a joint venture with the tech company in June to advance its in-vehicle operating system for the Chinese market. But there's a little more to the story, because Geely, Polestar's parent company, bought a majority stake of nearly 80% in Meizu last year to expand their own digital platform solutions. So it's less like a partnership and more like an in-house design, but not completely. At least 80% complete there. Anyways, Polestar says that the phone will be used and designed to interface with the vehicle, as buyers in China are looking for more tech-oriented options. Without Google Android Mobile OS, Polestar can customize the operating system completely on the phone while syncing it up to the car. Now, Polestar isn't the only one who is doing this in China. China's own NIO company is also launching a mobile phone to improve the user experience, although for now, the NIO phone does run on Android. In today's community comment found on YouTube, Debbie Bethel 3391 says, "For now, I'll prefer an F-250 for towing." Well, you know what, Debbie, I'm inclined to agree. This day and age, electric vehicles can replace most any vehicle, and they improve upon the vast majority of those cases. However, there are segments of transportation that electric simply cannot match quite yet. On the high end of the spectrum are commercial airline flights or rocket ships. I'm only going to guess how much gas and explosive fuel is being used by SpaceX, but on the low end, there are common use cases where electric doesn't quite fit the bill. Towing with a passenger vehicle is one such case where electric is not quite ready to replace gasoline vehicles, but it will get there. Another obstacle is actually installing enough infrastructure and chargers to make EVs more viable for entire cities, and especially for apartment building dwellers. That will take some time to figure out, but like the towing, I believe that solutions will come. I'm saying this as kind of a community check because we, the early adopters to electric vehicles, we do ourselves no favors by believing that electric vehicles can do everything better right now. It's a little superlative way to live, and I think we need to have a little more nuance and perhaps a little bit more realism. So, thanks for your comment, Debbie, and thanks for watching Quick Charge. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.